basic versus pro Zoom accounts. A basic Zoom account offers a raft of features without any financial commitment at all. Not only can you save your preferences for when you're attending meetings, but you can use it for a range of useful tasks. At no cost, you can conduct one-on-one meetings of unlimited length. This makes Zoom an attractive option for high-quality voice-over internet audio calls. The local recording and screen sharing features, which I'll demonstrate shortly, are included with a free Zoom account, making it an easy way to record podcast participants over the internet or use the audio sharing features to record your screen reader speech directly, all without the need for a mixer or complex software. A pro account includes additional audio features, including a gigabyte of cloud storage. That means that you can overcome the limitations of iOS and record meetings or podcast interviews over the internet on your iPhone. Pro accounts also offer stereo audio and the ability to turn off some of Zoom's audio customizations and processing. It's a really useful quality feature if you have a good mixer or microphone setup, and I'll have much more to say about that in the appropriate section of this tutorial. If you want to conduct a group meeting of up to 100 participants, you can do this with a basic account, although the length of meetings is limited to 40 minutes. The length is unlimited once you go pro. With the basic plan, you can schedule meetings or hold an instant meeting. Scheduling a meeting can be accomplished through the Zoom website or apps and through plugins for Outlook and Chrome. With a pro account, you can designate someone to schedule meetings for you. With both basic and pro accounts, you're allocated a personal meeting ID, but you can't change its number unless you upgrade to the $15 pro plan. It's a good idea to sign up for a basic account, become familiar with the service, and if your needs exceed the basic limitations, upgrade to pro when you're ready. You can sign up via any of the Zoom apps or on Zoom's website at zoom.us. If you wish, you can sign up by providing your email address to Zoom directly, or you can sign in with a Facebook or Google account. If you'd like to, go ahead and sign up now, then we'll proceed to configuring the client.